That good old Catholic guilt. Don't we love it? Maybe it sounds like the voice of your grandmother or the voice of your mother. And it's something I think each of us bear in one way or another. Maybe it's a reason our churches get so packed on Ash Wednesday. We hear that voice, you better go to Mass on Ash Wednesday. It's this guilt that kind of lives inside of us. I'm a fan of a comedian in Wisconsin. Don't stone me. His name's Charlie Behrens. Maybe you've heard of him. He's very popular on YouTube, and he's this quintessential Midwestern Catholic. He's one of 12 kids, and he has this shtick. He says, I was born Catholic, but raised guilty. And he said, you can always identify someone who has a lot of Catholic guilt because they'll hold the door open for you when you're a half a mile away. Catholic guilt. The church kind of gets this bad rap that she just wants to impose guilt upon us for guilt's sake. That if we're feeling bad about ourselves, then the church has done her job. She kind of gets this bad rap. And I think it doesn't help. Today, I actually pray a prayer over you at the very end of Mass. And the prayer sounds like this. Pour out a spirit of compunction, O God, on those who bow before your majesty. Those are the church's words, and I'm instructed to pray them. If you're scratching your head, what does compunction mean? I had to look it up too. And it means guilt. I actually pray a prayer over you at the end of Mass. Pour out a spirit of guilt, O God, on these your people. What's the deal with that? Why would I pray a prayer over you that you would be filled with guilt, that you would feel bad for your sins? I think it's because we can't talk about grace. We can't talk about mercy. We can't talk about resurrection and the life that we have in Jesus that we'll celebrate at Easter without first acknowledging the state that we're in. A state that's not good. A state that each of us bears. And it's a guilty state. Each of us, brothers and sisters, has to come to terms with our own sin, that we've done bad things and we feel bad about it. And that's actually a good thing. I mean, if I'm doing something bad, if I'm just going around and slugging people and I don't feel bad about it, that's a bad thing. And so the guilt that we feel when we've done wrong is the first step of the gospel. What is the gospel? The word itself means good news. The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ. But to understand the full package of the gospel, the good news, we have to start with the bad news. And the bad news is that I'm guilty. I've done wrong. I've turned away. That's the first step of the good news. It's actually bad news, and it's hard to swallow. So sometimes we just kind of gloss over it. We try to convince ourselves, I'm not that bad. But we have to come to grips with that first step if we're going to be able to fully enjoy the second step. The second step is that even though I've done bad things, even though I'm guilty, even though I've sinned and turned away, Jesus has come for me. Jesus is a savior for me. That's the full picture of the gospel. And we can't leave out one or the other. The full good news has to be a recognition that I'm guilty. But because I'm guilty, I've won a Savior who's reached out to me in my mess, a Savior who has come to save me even when I didn't deserve it. And that's the recognition we come to here on this Ash Wednesday. Ash Wednesday, the stuff that we put on our heads. Why do we do this? Sometimes we can think it's, some kind of badge of honor or something. Something that we receive because I've done good. It's not something that we receive because I've done good. The ashes we receive on our heads, it's a symbol that I've done bad. It's a symbol that I'm guilty. But it doesn't stop there. We don't just smudge the ashes on us. We actually trace the sign of the cross with those ashes. So that in the same recognition of my guilt, I recognize too that Jesus on the cross has come to cleanse that guilt. That I needed a Savior, and Jesus has become that Savior to me. That's the full gospel. That's the full story of our salvation. I'm guilty, but I need a Savior. That's what we experience, and that's what we celebrate in these mysteries. Think back to the Old Testament when the people smeared blood over the doorposts and lintels of their house so that they might be saved. I'm going to smudge something similar on your heads tonight in recognition that I'm not good enough, but Jesus is. I'm guilty, but Jesus has come to save. So, brothers and sisters, let's celebrate these mysteries. Let's own our Catholic guilt, not as some bad, negative thing that we try to shun, but as some motivator that gets me to the cross, that gets me to the Savior, Jesus Christ, who has come for each soul that we might be saved.